Gimel Adar, Sunday the 26th of February. Zamu Maskil, Understanding the Power of Music. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Itzinger, Lichvod Hanesuim, Shlomo Itzinger, and Gitti Tada.
Very good morning to all of you. I'd like to introduce the subject this morning with a story that took place a couple of hundred years back, at the time of one of the Goine Hadoir, who was called known as the Baal Nachal Eshkol. At that time, Klal Yisrael was suffering in Europe. They didn't have much power, and the dominant power in the town was the Goyim, the Catholics, and they were very interested in missionarizing and taking Yiddish Kinderlach. There was a time when they kidnapped a young 3-year-old child, one of the most prominent families in town, and took this child to the monastery, and were going to try to keep the child there. The parents did whatever they could, pulled all the political strings that they could, but to no avail. The church insisted that this was a child which was a Goyish child, and after trying everything they could, they just had to give in to the situation, and years and years and years passed. This child was there for many years, until his early teens. Then there was a change of power in town, and there was a new governor of town who was sympathetic to Klal Yisrael. So the parents came to appeal once again. The child has been kidnapped, and they haven't seen his child for all these years. He's in the monastery. And to ask for the child back. The governor said, with all fairness, how do I know that your side of the story is true? Maybe their side of the story is, there were no DNA tests in those days. But the parents seemed and gave over in a very convincing manner. And the governor said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a chance. I'm going to allow you to go in to the monastery with your wife. You take anybody you want in with you together. And I'm going to insist that they allow a private meeting between yourselves and this young man for 5 minutes. If within those 5 minutes you can persuade him to come home with you, he's your child and you can take him back. But if after those 5 minutes you do not achieve anything, you will never have a second chance. This is your one chance. They went out with a glimmer of hope. But yet, 5 minutes, what can be achieved in 5 minutes? So they went to this Goyen, the Nachal Eshkol, and he says, I'll come with you. You have nothing to fear. Zayin Mispalel, the day came. And they went in, they went through the walls of the dreaded, hated monastery. And they come in, and they're taken into a room. And the parents see their child. They hadn't seen the child since the child was 3 years old. And the child had this cold expression, as if to say to them, let's get this over and done with. He was obviously had been told that there were Jewish people who wanted to kidnap him and take him. And his child sits there, no expression. And the parents feel sort of the yush. What's going to happen? What chance do we have? They turn around and they see that the Nachal Eshkol has put on a kittel, put on a talus. He has a machzor in his hand. And he stands up as if he's standing in front of a tzibur of hundreds of people, and he starts singing Kol Nidre. And he sings it in the most beautiful, meaningful way. And 1 minute goes past, and 2 minutes goes past, 3 minutes goes past, 3.5 minutes. And they noticed a change of expression in his child's face. Suddenly his eyes began to fill. And there was about 3/4 of a minute left. And the Nachal Eshkol turns around to this child and says, the choice is yours. If you want, you can stay here in the monastery and continue your life as a galach. Or, if you want, you can come back and we'll take you back to the shul, where as a young child of 3, you heard this nigger. And the child jumped up, threw himself into his mother's arms and says, take me out of here! I never want to come back! Take me back to the shul, where I remember as a young child. That's the story, as it is recorded. But let's understand this story. Let's understand it. It needs analysis, careful analysis. How do we understand this transformation? A little child left home at 3 years old, brought up as a goy. For him, they fed him Nevelis and Trefus. They brainwashed him to think like a goy. Yet, he was prepared to throw it away and return to his family. In 5 minutes, what changed in 5 minutes? To understand this story, we have to understand a little bit about music. The effect of the power of a niggun, the effect of music. There's something very mysterious about music. It's almost paradoxical, a classic anomaly. I'll explain what that means. We live in a world where there are many differences, many diversities. We have the world of Ruchnias, Torah, Tefillah, and Avodas Hashem. And we have the world of Gashmias, the various physical pleasures and desires. What interests some doesn't interest others. We have Tzaddikim, we have Rishoyim. We have things that are Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. And we have things that are Aviyah Vaisatoma. In Avdolah we say, Hamavdil bein Kodesh Lachoyel. Yisrael Amin, Yom HaShvili Shez Yemei HaMaisa. Most things in the world can be divided into one of these two groups. It's either Kodesh or it's Chol. It's either Kedusha or Tuma. It's either Ruchnias or Gashmias. Where will this be found? Will it be found in places of Kedusha or the Havdil in places of Tuma? Is it enjoyed by Tzaddikim or Rishoyim? Does it further one's Kedusha and Tara, or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, Tumah and Taiva? Most things will fall into two different categories. Music seems to be almost unique in its ability to transfer, to transverse and transpose between the world of Kedusha and Tumah, to appeal to the greatest Tzaddikim and the lowliest Rishoyim. It can be the motivation and stimulation for Tzaddikim, Oivdei Hashem, to reach unprecedented heights, to develop new madregas in Deveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Nevi'im to receive Nevuah, and at the same time, Lahavdil, to bring people to the lowest abyss of iniquity, to drive people to the worst types of Arayas and forbidden Taivas. So, to understand this, let's go back to the history. Who was the first person to compose music, and why was it composed? The founder of music was one of the sons of Lamech. Lamech, one of the sons of Lamech, his name was Yuval. Hu haya avi kol toifes kinoir v'ugov. The father of music. And the Malbim writes, sadly, music was first brought to the world for negative reasons. Shisham, he writes that Yuval lived Hasaybev kol Eretz Kush, Shisham Hazima Vahaniuf. Vahu Hoyo Aschola, and that was the beginning of Nigunim, of music. Loshir Shir Hazoina, Gamba Beis Mishteyan. Shagam, he says afterwards, music was used for the good, but Hamamtzi Arishin, the inventor of music, the father of music, it was bought, was created to bring people to Znus, to encourage Znus to lower standards and get people to be prepared to indulge in forbidden taivas. Yet we find that it has its place in the world of Kedusha. There's a fascinating Kuzari, and he writes like this. One of the part of the Sanhedrin had to have a very broad knowledge in many subjects, amongst them Chochmas HaRefuah, Cheshbon, mathematics, astrology, and so on, languages. But then, says the Kuzari, they had to be proficient in the Chochmah of Shira and Musika, the of music. And he brings out the way that the Kuzari describes music is absolutely phenomenal. In fact, he doesn't describe music, he describes Klal Yisrael. Listen to the Kuzari's description of Klal Yisrael. We are, says the Kuzari, an ummah, a nation, Hamachabedes es nigunim. We are machabed nigunim. Not only are we machabed nigunim, meyaedes la gedoileam. We set aside, we segregate the greatest people in Klal Yisrael, who are the Bnei Levi. Hamisaskim benigunim bebeis hanichbot. And the greatest people in the holiest shevet, in the holiest place, bezmanim achashuvim. Not only that, and he says, why is it that the Torah gave the Levim parnasa? They get the maestros and so on. Why did they give him parnasa? The reason why they did not have to be concerned about the parnasa, ki is parnasu mei maestros. Why? In order that kol isukam, their whole life, their whole, as long as they were in the Beis HaMikdash, their one concern was chochmas muzika, developing the skills and the understanding and appreciation of this chochma music. And he carries on, and he says, it's a chochma. Unfortunately, it is something which was taken into the wrong hands. But let's have a look by us. Miyaste chochmas muzika, Rashi Yisrael. Who are the ones? Hein David Shmuel. The Vilna Gaon writes in Akdoma to Pas HaShulchan an unbelievable comment, and he says, you should know, he says, that Roiv Tamei Torah, Soidois Shirei Leviim, Soidois of Tikune Zoya, the Soidois of Kabbalah, you can only understand with the power of music. Only when a person has an understanding and a grasp in the Chochmah music. He says, with music you can be Machayim Meisim. You can be machayim esim, and a person can die with the emotions that can come from music. A person can even, it can be yitzias nishmasai. And he writes, he says, you should know, he says, we know where music came from. There are many nigunim, says the Vilna Gaon. Hevi Moshe Rabbeinu. We've always heard of Allah Moshe Mesinai. Today we're hearing that there's music which came down, nigunim which came down from Moshe Rabbeinu Mesinai. Let's understand. To explain the power of music is really to understand the complexity and diversity of a human being. Again, it's difficult in a short shiur, but I'll try and give over 10 lechachim v'yachke noid. Ishtetin kadmoinim at the time of Briyas Ha'olam. The Smag writes, on day 2, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Malachim. On day 5 and 6, He created the Behemoth and Chayas. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Arkiv Eshneim, I'm going to take a behemoth, take an animal, and I'm going to take a malach and put a malach within an animal. And behold, that's a human being. A human being is a harkova, is a mixture of both. There's a constant tug of war between the forces. The guf pulls towards the animal instincts, and the neshama pulls towards ruchnis. There are two opposing forces, and as long as a person lives, there's a tug of war. Music plays a tremendous role in this battle. Let me explain it a bit clearer. A human being is called, in Chazal, an oilam kotten. He has a myriad of different feelings and emotions, different koiches and nefesh, diverse emotions. But music plays an important role. And I'll quote for that the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch writes that a human being, he writes that the inyan of chatzotzeres and music in the Beis HaMikdash, when a Leviim sang, an idea was like this: Ha'adam b'yosei bal chayme, because we are physical, we are emotionally dormant, we're asleep, our emotions are asleep. Tzorich hisoyres gedoyel al advarim, it needs grace hisoyres. Ki hateva b'limeir yamei kayoshon. I always wonder whether Yisrael Salanta took his inspiration from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that the person's emotions are dormant, and it needs to, they have to be aroused, they have to be awakened. And he says that's the inyan of Beis HaMikdash. Let's understand it and explain it as clearly as we can. Music is like an ignition key. You turn a key. It arouses the emotions. It can make a person happy, sad, excited, frightened, angry, wild. For example, take the music on Simchas Torah. Person walks into shul and is tansach. All of a sudden, it brings us to levels. It's not. We're not just We're not just monkeying other people. One comes into a shul on Rosh Hashanah, one suddenly feels inspired with Avas HaTorah. Men will dance, tears will flow from their eyes, expressing emotions that they don't feel the whole year. That's the power of the music. You walk into a shul after on Tisha B'Av, and you hear the tunes. It puts one into a mood of mourning. Ne'ilah time. Ne'ilah. The tunes of Ne'ilah, these are hundreds of years old. They elevate us to the highest point in the year. The tunes on Rosh Hashanah. And so on. Says the Kuzari, Kafish yodua al mailas muzika, shebekoicha leshanois es matzovoi hanafshi shela odom mikotza al kotza. Music has that power to completely transform. Bilti efsheri, he says, shati muzika b'bismaneinu. Nowadays it isn't like that. Because oisa erech b'chashivas, because mesaskin boi psuche erech. But the Levian, and that's the Indian, says Rabbeinu B'chayim, Pashas Nosse, that's the Indian of the Shein Beis HaMikdash. A person brought a korban. Let's understand, a farmer comes from Be'er Sheva. And he comes up to Yerushalayim. Now, in Yerushalayim, Koinim's reason here. There's a massive queue. Hundreds of people are bringing korbanos. He stands in his queue. Suddenly, before he realizes it, he's standing in the Azara. And this is, he's got maybe, it's very fast. He comes to his korban. And he's going to put his, to the binding to smich on the korban. He has his few seconds. By the time he realizes he's out, and he's lost the opportunity. He lost the opportunity. The music in the Beis HaMikdash was so powerful that in those few seconds when he was there, he would hear a couple of notes, those stirring notes. Suddenly it would give him the realization, you're standing in the base in the Kodesh, you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Utilize it. It could bring a person to the, so to speak, the climax of a thousand Yom Kippurs. That was the power of music. Simchas Beis HaSheva brought the Nevuah. But let's look at the other side of the coin. Laavdil, music can have the opposite effect. It can bring out the animal inside the person. Arab war dances, before the Arabs go on a massacre, they had music. The music which they have, it turns them into, it creates a frenzy into a certain, that they can enable them to go and butcher and murder innocent people. It brings the animal out. There's other types of music. There's a schwarzer rap music. What does it do, that rap music? If you ever hear it, you hear sometimes the windows are down. What that music does is it blocks the mind. It prevents the person thinking. The seichel is temporarily out of action. And when the seichel is out of action, the body forces can take over. And the animal within, can. There's no resistance to it. Music played in places of Yavoi Satuma causes people to act like animals. Takes away the inhibitions. Takes away the midas habusha. Allows them to do what they want to. It removes the seichel. If a person is an animal, and a malach, it somehow blocks out. And this is the secret of music. It can bring a person to the greatest heights or the lowest levels. It can help the seichel to dominate, to allow the neshama to reach its potential, to put the guf in control, to activate, or to put the guf in control, to activate the dormant animal. Tchunas, characteristics inside him. I must tell you something which I saw recently, which is absolutely fascinating. I saw this brought down as a Greek fable. Ulysses was a famous mythical hero. Now the stories of Ulysses go back, let's understand in history, go back to the time of Hanukkah. So let's get in the period. And there's a fable about Ulysses, who was a traveler. And they speak about the music of the sirens. The music of the sirens, which was a music which was heard at a particular narrow passage between reefs. It was so enchanting, so alluring, that it drew sailors to the shore where their ships smashed on the rocks. Sailors knew this, and when they passed the reefs, they had to keep a distance because they would see the many wreckages. And Ulysses wanted to hear this music. He was chalashim to hear it, but he was worried that he would meet the same fate. So he put wax into the ears of all his sailors. He tied himself to the mast of the ship, and he said, I forbid any of you to take any instructions from me. And when he heard this alluring music, he suddenly said, I've changed my mind, quick, all of you, dead, move. But I didn't listen to him, they laughed. And he's screaming and shouting, you're all guilty of mutiny, but nothing at all. They wouldn't listen to him. And he went past. They went past, he collapsed, he was unconscious, and they revived him. Now let's understand. Ulysses was of the Chachmei Umas HaOlam. And he knew the danger, otherwise he wouldn't have put the wax in their ears. And yet, when it came to it, what he was prepared to put his whole, all the, himself and his entire crew at risk, I thought it was just a fable. And I wasn't actually sure what it meant by the music of the sirens. I didn't know what it meant. That's not what it means. When I found in the Svarim of the Chidah, in Midbar Kedemos, Mareches Talev, Midbar Kedemos, the Sefer of the Chidah, listen to what he writes. Dag Yesh Biyom, Shekoirin Sirunia. A mermaid. Mermaids are on the Makoirin Chazal, it's brought down many times in Chazal. Mermaids. Michetzio v'lemalo ketmus isho. Michetzio v'lemato ketavnes dog. But you should know, Enid Blyton gave it over in the wrong way. They're not some cute little fish. They're the most. They have a tremendous danger to human beings. Do you know why? Zok the Chidah. Mokoi mishkana b'salayim. They sit amongst the rocks. And when a ship goes past, Eza Svina, they start singing. Tchila taschil leshoireir ulezameir b'koil noim harbe ad ki yapil chevle shina al kol ha'shemia. They lure them to sleep. And then, nechneses letoicha, they jump into the ship and they have a nice meal. This is what the Chidah writes. And I was thinking to myself, well, the Baalish put such a bria in the world. Everything in the world is meant as a moshel for us. There's a moshel, there's a lesson here. We don't have them now, they must be behind the Hori Choshev. They could be anywhere, but as far as I'm at seas. And I was wondering whether this is what the Baalish wants to show us. Every human being is really, we are like mermaids. There's a chatzi guf and there's a chatzi behema. There's a chatzi malach and a chatzi behema. That's what it is. And we are learning here, the Ibn Shah put into the bria, this side. Music is so powerful. But have a look. Music can block out the most intelligent people's seichel. You can have the Greek philosophers. But when they hear the music, that's it. The music completely takes over. And it's all encompassing. And the seichel gets out. And then they can even go to suicide. They can do anything. Can you imagine the koyach atoma which is involved? Let's come back to the question of the Nachal Eshkol. This boy had been brainwashed. No way would he entertain any discussion. He came deciding that he would sit there, and his mind wouldn't be changed. The Nachal Eshkol understood that. And he realized, there's no way in, the front door is locked. But there's a way in through the side. And he sang, what he did was, he sang Kol Nidre, which was the key to this child's locked up neshama. And he gave him the choice. He gave him the choice, which was. I'd like to mention something which I think is very, very important. I often get asked from the girls in Sen, from Bochrim, and I ask the question, what's wrong in listening to Goyish music? What's wrong? You know, there's so much that boys and girls, Yankee, are not allowed to do. There's so much allowed to do, but what's wrong with music? What's wrong? In fact, some of the graces told me the Chachomim, and they'll tell you, you know, years back, they used to go, and the graces of Yikim went and bought Goyish Nigunim. They used to buy them over, pay the Goyim, and they'd use these Nigunim. So why can't we listen? What's wrong with listening to Goyish music? I'd like to tell you over something which is in Yom Purim. And that's a kasha which the Monei Salevi asks. The Monei Salevi says that the Sud of Achashverosh, Achashverosh wanted to give every type of pleasure. And he says, if you go and have a look at the Sud of Achashverosh, you'll find every sort of pleasure. Firstly, the banquet was held in the royal gardens. And there in the royal gardens, the gardens of Achashverosh, where there was no shortage of money, there were the most exquisite smells, which appealed to the chush horeach, the sense of smell. He had decorations on the walls, lavish wall hangings and rugs, in a very wide array of colors. And what was that? That was for the chush, to have the pleasure of seeing. They sat on beautiful beds of gold and silver, which provided sensual pleasure. They could touch, they feel. It was a lovely, it was a very enjoyable experience. And then of course, they gave them wines. Shtel sich the kasha, what about music? Have you ever been to a chasana without music? In Radin once there was a chasana without music. The band, the wagon from the next neighboring town couldn't come. They couldn't come. So there was no music. So what happened was some of the kids went home and brought some pots and pans and started banging. The Chofetz Chaim went to the yeshiva and called his son, I want to speak to you, come in. Darf ich etwas weisen? And he brings him and says, nu, was tut sich da? So he said, sagt er, a chasana without music. He spoke about Yisurin. Sagt er, that thus is Gan Eden without Yisurin. If a person doesn't have Yisurin in this world, when he goes to Gan Eden, it's like a chasana without music. Person who doesn't have Yisurin in this world, he'll come there, he'll be like a chasana where there's no music. A chasana without music, it's nothing at all. The music makes the chasana. On Shabbos there's an halacha, in Hilcha Shabbos, that when it comes to Simchas Chasana and Kala, what do we paskin? We don't paskin the Meister like that. But Amira Lakum is usually only mutter on the Drabonon. Lichvoid Chasana and Kala, you want to get a bissel Simchas Chasana and Kala, and the only thing is music, you can ask a goy for a surah d'oraisa to come and play, and even to fix instruments in order, because music does it all. Why didn't Achashverosh provide music? So the Manas Alevi says, Pashut, because his machuvin was to get them to eat the Velas and Trefus. Music is so powerful that the Achashverosh would have provided the best of music, they'd have all been standing around the orchestra. They wouldn't have taken any interest. But I saw another pshat as well, because there's a second kasha which they ask. Okay, you want to get them to do Averis, bring music. But bring the type of music which brings people to Averis. And instead of Beveris and Trefus, there'll be either the Averis Chamuras, Arayas. Why did Achashverosh bring a type of music which is played in the lowest place in the world? And I once saw a beautiful pshat from Matasyahu Salomon Shit. It stated the Pasuk in Tehillim, which we say, the Mizmor which we say before Tkiyah Shofar. The Pasuk, Zamru Alekim Zamru Maskil. Zamru Maskil. Zot Meiri. When people come together to sing, he says, don't just sing like with everyone together. Allow the song to penetrate and arouse. And then the Meiri says, what does it mean, maskil? Because music gives kloima. Zemer ma'oirei leiv v'noisein seichel l'shemim. Music gives seichel l'shemim. What does that mean? Music gives seichel. When you hear music, do you get new ideas in your mind? And the answer is no. What music does is, as we said before, music brings out things which are buried in the deepest recesses of a person's heart. The she'ifas, the aspirations, the ritzonos of a person, music brings that out. It depends what's inside a person. There's a massive machlekes apostle, massive machlekes between a maizer, a keach, and a chidah. Can you take a Goyish Nigan and sing it in a Beis HaMedrash? And the Maaser Akeach held absolutely not. A Goyish Nigan made. And the Chido said, yes, you can. Big Machlaikis. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat in the Chido? The Chido says like this. It can be the same music. The same music which will be Ma'ayra a Goy. It will bring out a Goy to do what a Goy wants to do. And that will be Gilar Royas. But the same music which will come, a Yid will hear exactly the same music. It'll bring out what the Yid wants to do. And what's the deepest Ritzoyness? What's he chalishing to do? And that's Avodas Hashem. If Achashverosh would have played that music, the Goyim would all have run to Arayas. The Yidin would have got up and run to the base of Medrash to Avodas Hashem. Now, and the answer is like this. There's nothing wrong in Goyish music if there's nothing wrong with us. But unfortunately, in today's world, when we have absorbed so much, and therefore chas v'shalom, the wrong music can bring us to the wrong things, can be more iron within a person. Big nisyonos, it's very difficult. Parents often ask, young. You know, we're depriving our children of so much. They can't have DVDs. Let them at least have an iPod with all the music on. Was kann schon sein? Was kann schon sein? They watch DVDs, we know what they can do. But I think if we understand, the wrong music can do even worse. It can go to the, it can reach a person in places in the within the deepest parts of a person's neshama. May you be zeicher to the time of Yibonei Hamikdash, Yitzia Tamale, Visham Noshir Shir Chadosh. The time should come when we'll be zeicher to the Shir Chadosh, for Inonon Ale, Babias Gael Tzedek, Meir Yimeinu. Amen.